You're listening to Vocalo Radio. I'm Ari Mejia, Vocalo's community and audio storytelling producer. So, as Vocalo's terrestrial broadcast comes to a close on May 28th, so does the show This Is What Chicago Sounds Like. You know it, the show that features Chicagoans, their artistry, their connection to their community, and this beloved city. And it's been running since 2016, and I've had the honor and privilege of making it the past 2 years that I've been at Vocalo. So to honor this show and Vocalo Radio, these last few episodes are going to be a little different, as in, I want to feature the Vocalo staff that you won't be hearing anymore as we move away from terrestrial radio and into the streaming platform that Vocalo will be starting May 29th. We're going to kick this off featuring someone's voice you know super well. I'll let him take it from here. We love you, listeners. You are the heart of Vocalo Radio, and we thank you.
My name is Stefan Biko, also known as Biko, and I'm from the west side of Chicago, as we like to say, the best side of Chicago. And I was formerly a music artist, and then I transitioned into the media space. So I do multiple things within the entertainment business, and radio personality is one of them. Producing is another. Creating events is another. I do so much behind the scenes, but I'll just take the title Media Mogul. And this is what Chicago sounds like. Thanking the Lord for putting money on my dinner plate. I'm overworking, over late. That don't make sense. Well, look, let me demonstrate. I'm a heavyweight in this rap. I was born on the west side, K-Town to be specific. And then just moved all over the west side from Cosner and Kenneth. I stayed over on like in the Garfield Park area. Then we moved to L-Town, which is all your L's. But stayed over there for a while and then transitioned over to the east side of Chicago. But my heart will always be a 290 King. Fun is what I remember growing up on the west side. You know, I have a lot of memories of just being a kid, having fun, going to the basketball court a lot with my friends. Staying out of trouble was easy for me because honestly, what I would do is I was active as far as sports, going to summer camp at Columbus Park to all my people out there in Austin. Shout out Pivot Gang. I lived two lives. I had my Chicago life and I also had my suburban life. Because I actually went to school out in the burbs. I was around just a different culture, a lot of people, just a lot of ethnicities. So the way that I actually got into the work of what I do now is I would have to say shout out to my pops, to my late pops. May his soul rest in peace. He was a musician and I would always be around music. You know, he would bring his band over to the basement when he stayed on the west side before him and my mother split. They would literally have jam sessions in the basement. I feel like it was honestly kind of hereditary where from my pops, it just was in my blood as well, where I started writing poetry. Then I started producing records. Once I got a hold of Fruity Loops, oh, you couldn't tell me nothing. Shout out to my best friend at the time, still my homie. His name is Chris Britter. He introduced me to Fruity Loops. And from there, I just started making beats on the computer. The big back computers, when dial-up was around, you know? So that's really what introduced me to the, I guess, my way of being in the music industry, because my father already introduced me, but me starting my own path was producing and trying to get my beats to fellow students, some of my homies in high school and things of that nature that were rapping. Illinois is an outlet that helps you discover your next favorite artist. So Illinois was first put together in 2013 when I created a song called Illinois. It was just an anthem like that I looked at it as. I looked at things as an anthem. I'm like, yo, this is a good feel to motivate people from the city. Chicago is a brewing pot filled with so much talent to discover. So I converted from music and I put my all into Illinois as making it a discovery outlet, you know, for artists, for creatives, for people to come out and have a good time at events. I just really scoped it out to literally be a media hub. That was the main purpose, was just to help spotlight artists that wasn't getting the spotlight. And that's what, you know, that's what's been happening to this day. We still on the same mission of getting people seen, getting people heard, and having fun doing what we do.
You are now tuned in to Illinois Radio.
Hey, man, y'all already know what time it is. It's that time for another Ill Style Freestyle. And this time I'm bringing in my brethren representing the West Side. Yeah, 290 stand up. I got Drew the Kid.
I never saw myself becoming a radio host, to be honest. It's an interesting path because I didn't go to school for broadcasting journalism. I went to school at College of DuPage for pre-med and dropped out the next semester, okay? I was introduced to radio through my homie, Brian Stinson. He came to me like, yo, have you ever thought about doing radio? And this was back in like 2015, 2016. I told him no. So he gave me a shot on WIIT to interview a guest. I didn't know who this person was. He just was like, hey, I'm going to set you up with somebody. I just want you to do you. I'll run the boards. So I took a gamble. I did it, had a ball, and that's what made me want to get into radio. As Illinois' radio show was created, which was very hard, we had a lot of no's before I finally heard a yes. So I reached out to an independent underground online station known as Logic Radio. They gave us a chance. I was an independent contractor under them, so, you know, fees had to be paid. But that's where I really found my passion for things, doing radio under Logic, learning more about broadcasting. Got it to a point where I was like, you know what? Tuned into Vocalo one day, and I'm like, man, we got the same vision. I'm like, we love supporting the city. We love showcasing Chicago talent. Let me reach out and see if there's any interest. And that's how I end up landing on Vocalo. Shout out to an amazing person known as Sylvia Rivera. She picked up on things. I landed under NPR's only Chicago music station, Vocalo.
21 FM, Chicago's only NPR music station. Social Works is in the building. I'm talking Essence Smith. I'm talking Justin Cunningham. And a homie Chance the Rapper is in the building.
I've been at Vocalo for about 4.5 years now. Almost 5. And it's been a beautiful 4.5 years. Vocalo changed my life. The experience has been an experience that I would forever hold in my heart. Because to come where I come from and then not even have a background in things, just doing it as a passion and being presented an opportunity to do what I love, it's always been an amazing experience for me. You know, I get to wake up, I get to tell stories, I get to share news, but most importantly, I get to continue to put them on to Chicago artists. I get to continue to put them on what's going on in their city. No station does what this station does on a terrestrial level. Like, it's literally a game changer. So my experience has been amazing. I've got to travel to a place that I've always felt would be kind of difficult for me to go. And it's honestly home. It's where my father's from, which is Africa. He's from Ghana. Due to the support of being on Vocalo, I got a chance to travel to Ghana and cover Chance's, you know, Black Star Line Festival. So my experience here has been amazing, and I mean, it's life-changing. It's been a beautiful thing. So that's what my experience has been working with Vocalo, or working for Vocalo. Our city is shaped on so many different elements, including hate, including love, including arts and culture. And we got so much here that it's best to just turn those negatives into positives and shape it as best way possible to create more opportunities for the next generation. And I feel like that's what we have here, and that's what's been shaping me and what I've been doing. Chicago means a lot, not just for me, but honestly, I feel like to the world. So that's what I got to say about this amazing city, the best city in the world. My name is Stephan Biko. I am the founder of Illinois and morning host on Vocalo Radio, and this is what Chicago sounds like.